It is time for Making Sausage on the Thursday Morning Show. We take a look at the messy business, not of breakfast meats, but politics. We're beginning our 2020, if you can believe it, John, our campaign conversations today. Earlier this week, DFL Bemidji Mayor Rita Albright announced her candidacy for Minnesota Senate Seat 5. It's now held by Republican Justin Eichhorn. Rita's been mayor of Bemidji since 2012. She is the second DFLer who's announced she'll be running against incumbent first-term Senator Republican Justin Eichhorn. And Mayor Albright joins us this morning. Thanks for being in.
Good morning, John and Heidi. Thanks for having me.
So why you? Why now?
A lot of people have encouraged me over the years, actually, since the last election when our Senator Tom Saxhog was defeated. And so I've thought about it over the last 3 years. I haven't seriously considered it until just recently. This fall after I retired, because I felt like I maybe had some more time. But I think I'm encouraged to run by many people because a couple things. Number one, I'm from this area. I grew up in northern Minnesota. My family and I have experienced a lot of the ups and downs of the economy here that others have, so I understand what's going on in this region a bit. And then having been an elected official for 10 years or so in Bemidji, that really gives you a sound foundation, I think, for serving in the Senate.
Yeah. Will you tell us a little more about what you think being a mayor of a city like Bemidji, how those skills you've acquired now would translate into being in the Minnesota Senate?
Well, just the fact that you understand a bit how government works, and that there are always times when you need to make decisions, and sometimes it's a decision between two bad choices. So it can be challenging, and you have to be able to stand up and show up and listen to people and try and find solutions, build bridges across different opinions and different groups. And we also understand how the state legislature really impacts municipalities in greater Minnesota, and the needs that we have are state needs, and that includes wastewater treatment facilities, whether that's in Bemidji or Bovee or Grand Rapids, or Deer River, I think, is also looking at a bonding project. Bemidji is looking at a bonding project for drinking water. So those are the kinds of things that communities like ours in this district need help with. And so having been a mayor and been on city council, I recognize that it's important to have a good relationship at the legislature and the impact that they have on what happens in our communities.
So what are some of the most important issues that face the voters in Senate District 5 that you are aware of?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, this is the first week that I've been an announced candidate. So in the coming months, I'm certainly going to be spending a lot of time crossing the district, talking to people and listening to them and hearing what are the issues that you care about. But my sense is there are sort of the bread and butter issues that are always there. The economy and making sure that we are giving the tools to our people, the citizens here, to make sure they can participate fully in the economy. And that means things like having affordable health care and prescription drug coverage. Certainly, businesses want to make sure that they're able to have a workforce that can fill their needs, that they're, that they have broadband for their service needs met, because that's, part of the infrastructure of the 21st century for our students, our communities, our businesses. So the economy, I think education is key. And then for working families, really, a lot of people say we have a training gap. So a lot of, there are jobs available, but people don't have the skills. I say we have a wage gap for working families. We have a housing gap. And I think there's also a childcare gap that folks are finding difficulty having a safe place to have their kids.
Talking with Bemidji Mayor Rita Albright, she has just announced she is running for Minnesota Senate Seat 5. She's a DFLer. How is your background in the DNR? How do you think that, what kind of skills do you bring to the Senate if you are elected?
Well, thanks for asking that. I just a bit about me. People know me as the Bemidji Mayor, but, I grew up in northern Minnesota in Big Falls, and my dad was the elementary principal in Little Fork Big Falls, which is where I went to school. And so you just can't, my mom worked at Boise Cascade in Big Falls, but you just can't grow up in the middle of northern Minnesota. And I spent summers on Cabacona Lake and not really appreciate the natural resources we have. And that was what I brought when I went to the DNR as first the planner and then the regional director in the Northwest area. But understanding the challenges that a state agency has for trying to work with businesses and making sure that we're meeting our permitting regulations, but also, you know, trying to support our industries and our businesses. And so I learned a lot about those processes. I learned a lot about managing our natural resources for the benefit of our economy, whether that's the local economy or the state economy. For example, timber production is a huge, huge industry in Minnesota and has a lot of value added for our GDP. And that's what's important to me, is to understand those industries and how are they really supporting our local economies, but also our state economy.
I wonder if, looking back on your career city council and as mayor, are there things that you can think of, like you were able to accomplish, and then maybe things that just you haven't been able to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that one of the things we can point to is wherever I go. In fact, I saw Julie's Representative Sandsted last night, and she said her son's at BSU. Everyone has a connection, it seems like, in northern Minnesota, right? And she says, well, there's a lot of stuff going on in Bemidji. And I hear that almost everywhere I go, because it is a great community. We've been very successful, in part because of the location, I think. But we've been successful in expanding our airport with, you know, federal transportation dollars. That's been key. Our university there, much like ICC, is really an economic engine for us with the folks that are there. But we've also been pretty successful getting some grants and funding that help us do clean water projects. We cleaned up the south side of Lake Bemidji. It was a former industrial site. Had a lot of sawdust and planks and wood in the water there, and we got an Outdoor Heritage Clean Water Grant for $1.65 million with the help of Tom Saxog, I might add, and our late mayor of International Falls, Bob Anderson. They were our champions on that, so that we have this beautiful new park on the south side of town. So some of those things, and also, you know, just trying to expand the tax base. People look back and say, well, have they raised a levy in Bemidji? And we have raised a levy, but it hasn't had a net impact because we've been able to grow the pie. And so you spread that levy over more properties and people pay less individually. So that's been some of the stuff that I think has been successful for us.
You know, I asked you, what are some of the issues with District 5? And Heidi just asked you what works and what hasn't worked. Affordable housing is like a major, major issue everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And just how do you accomplish that? How do you make progress on something like that?
It takes a lot of partnerships. In Bemidji, it's been, for us, it's been partnerships with nonprofits, private entities, and also with regional planning organizations like our Regional Development Corp, Headwaters. But it also takes state to help and step up. So they need to, you know, the state, we as a state legislature need to recognize that housing is an economic development tool. It's really important. If we're going to have workers that are able to go to work, they need secure housing, right? And affordable housing. And so funding Minnesota housing is important for the state to do. And then getting those dollars out in the community by partnering with organizations like county HRAs and your RDCs over in this area, the Arrowhead region, and in Bemidji area, the Headwaters region, I think it takes a collaboration, takes us all.
Well, you've been through the campaigning process before. Mm-hmm. If I think a lot of times we're in kind of a strange time in our world in terms of elected office, and some people have taken that to think that they might run for office, and others have gone completely the other way. What would you say to someone listening who maybe hadn't ever thought about that they should run for an office of some sort?
You know, that's a great question, because a lot of people say, ugh, why would you want to run for office? Boy, I wish you luck. That's a hard job. Hmm. And that is, it is a difficult challenge. You know, people love to beat you up. Negative campaigning is sort of the watchword of the times. Hopefully we won't have too much of that, but you do step into the arena and you set yourself up to, you know, have pot shots and but the other side of it is that it is so rewarding to feel like you're doing something good for your community and your region and your state. And so I think I would say that the good times have far, far surpassed the, you know, the low points of running for office. I've had 5 campaigns, 1 for city council and 4 for mayor that I've won. And I've door knocked my community every single time and listened to people. And I think that's the key. So I would encourage folks to step up and do it and just know that you're doing the right thing. Our government won't function unless people get engaged, whether they're volunteers or want to be a candidate themselves.
Your community is going to get a lot bigger.
It is already. We were here last night and had a whole lot of supporters come out. And, of course, Tom Saxhock, who was our senator for years, is a friend of mine, and he's been a friend, a teammate, and a mentor for me, and we have door knocked in Bemidji together, side by side, a couple of campaigns since we were redistricted with Grand Rapids into Bemidji. So he's been a really big friend and supporter, and also KAXE and the folks here that I know from times. I've been a sustaining member for 20, 30
nice
years.
Job.
And and I love Northern Community Radio and all your programs. So just having those connections here is really helpful.
Bemidji Mayor Rita Albright, she's a DFLer who has announced her bid for Minnesota Senate seat 5. Thanks for coming in. Can people find information on your campaign on Facebook? Or
sure, Rita for Senate on Twitter, Rita for Senate on Facebook. And I think my website will probably go live today, ritaforsenate.com. So thanks for having me, Heidi and John.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
This is the Thursday Morning Show coming up. Best wishes.